everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
He is a veteran investigative journalist, a national best-selling author, writer, film producer, and director, whose New York Times best-selling Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer, with equally renowned journalist and co-author Anne McElhenney, has now hit the big screen, and in a big way, breaking crowdfunding records for this A-list production, and is now the number one indie film, as well as box office top 10, stunning audiences nationwide, and on a story largely ignored by mainstream media until now. What started out as an initial drug bust in a Philadelphia abortion clinic soon became a literal house of horrors and the ultimate conviction of a cult monster, Dr. Kermit Gosnell, whose reign of terror for 30 years would come to its end in the 2013 murder case that shocked a nation. Here to share this story and more in my Power Pact exclusive is one of Ireland's finest, and perhaps the UK too, investigative journalist, author, and filmmaker, Phelim McAleer. Phelim, welcome to Testimony.
Thanks for having me on. It's great to be on your show.
Well, Phelim, sir, your work has been heralded worldwide for the past 25 years with notable productions, including Frack Nation, Clinton Emails on Film, and Ferguson, just to name a few, as well as your early coverage of the, quote, troubles in Northern Ireland. However, the 2013 murder case of abortion doctor Kermit Gosnell was not at all on your radar. Can you explain?
Yeah, I mean, I was in Pennsylvania showing my fracking film, Frack Nation, and I had a couple of days off, and because I'm a journalist, on my days off, I don't do what normal people do. I looked at the local paper, saw a very interesting murder case in the local newspapers, and went down to the courtroom to sit in on this murder case, because that's what interests me, strangely enough. And I walked in, and, you know, I saw pictures that I thought were amazing, that were shocking. I heard evidence that was shocking. I saw Kermit Gosnell, America's biggest serial killer, sit just feet away from me. And then I saw something that, you know, I looked behind me. That was the most shocking thing of all, was the row after row after row of empty seats from the press benches. No journalists were there for this story of a century.
Well, and that's depicted. That is shown in the film. So now talk about some of the horrors found in the Gosnell Clinic and why it's important for audiences to see, hear, and know the facts before agreeing to legal murder, legally murdering their unborn child. Hosea 4:6 states, and I quote, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Can you expound?
The clinic was a house of horrors. There's no doubt about it, a complete house of horrors. But I would like to add, the film is not a horror film. It's not a gory film. It's a truthful film. The truth will set you free. And it's a film about this man, you know, and his clinic and what he did and how he was caught. It's the trial of America's biggest serial killer. So, you know, he had cats there. He had bodies in sacks. Women died there, were carried out. Babies died. He murdered babies. He is a classic serial killer. He kept mementos, he kept little feet of babies in jars, labeled all nice and neatly. He's a serial killer, and when the police went in, they didn't go in to raid an abortion clinic. They went in because he was also selling prescriptions for opioids, and that's what got the bid there. Until then, nobody from the Department of Health or anywhere had been in the clinic for 17 years. That's 17 years. And that was because a pro-choice Republican governor had said, "I don't want anything that might interfere with a woman's right to choose." And so they stopped all examinations of the clinics. Nobody had been in that clinic for 17 years, and meanwhile, behind those closed doors, America's biggest serial killer was allowed to operate unhindered.
Wow, and even in nail salons, they require a checkup every year for just getting your nails done. Why is this film a must-see for both pro-life and pro-choice, and how do you make that distinction in the film?
Well, it's a must-see for pro-life people because, you know, the amazing thing, actually it's a must-see for everyone, because when you get it into a courtroom, this film is heavily based on courtroom evidence, on verbatim courtroom evidence. And the great thing about courtroom evidence is that you can't lie, you can't talk about political talking points, you can't exaggerate, or you get called up on it. You have to prove everything. So people give very honest evidence. And we report that and we repeat that. And, you know, when you talk honestly about abortion, suddenly people aren't very fond of abortion. Suddenly people realize exactly what it is. And you know what? When people realize exactly what it is, they don't like it. Most of the people involved in this case were pro-choice at the start. They all had their faith in abortion shattered by this trial.
Wow. Talk about the importance of Detective James Wood, portrayed by actor Dean Cain, to uncover truth when, for, as you just alluded to earlier, for 17 years, local and governmental officials turned a blind eye.
Cameron Gosnell would still be killing. He was the one who uncovered the drugs trade, but he also then, whilst he was working on that, he knew there was something else going on there that wasn't right. He knew there was something wrong, and he found out about a woman dying in the clinic, so he looked for the police report, which is supposed to happen with all, you know, unexplained deaths. A police mention and a case number, nothing, zero, zilch. And this set off alarm bells for him. Why was this woman's death not recorded? There's something not right here. And so he started investigating, and boy, when he started investigating, he couldn't believe he was going to uncover the biggest crime, the biggest case of his career.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Phelim McAleer, investigative journalist and filmmaker. His latest must-see, Gosnell, the untold story of America's most prolific serial killer. Phelim, this court trial happened in 2013, 5 years ago, and no one really reported it, and no one paid attention. What about the Gosnell case was most disturbing for you, as a man first, a journalist second?
As a man, I mean, it was just the evidence. What was shocking to me as a person was just how horrific a legal abortion was. I mean, that was the thing that was truly shocking. The prosecution, in order to sort of prove their case, had a good abortion doctor give evidence, a legal abortion doctor give evidence. And, you know, they thought this was going to seal the case. They were going to prove to the jury, look, this is what a good abortionist does, but Gosnell is completely illegal. When the jury heard what a good abortionist does, what a legal abortionist does, they found it very difficult to distinguish that between that and what Gosnell did. And to me, that was the shocking thing, and that's one of the most significant parts of a film, is the evidence of the good abortionist. To me, that was most important.
And actress Janine Turner plays a pro-abortion doctor to give that distinction in the film. Gosnell was eventually convicted of the murder of three babies born alive, with the most famous being that of baby boy A, a 30-week-old infant, and the one that Gosnell jokingly referred to as, and I quote, big enough to walk to the bus stop, end quote. It was a photo that was taken by an untrained assistant that forever marked his existence and horrified a courtroom judge and jury of its murder, not to mention two dead women, hundreds of illegal late-term abortions documented after a 24-week marker, which was the marker in Philadelphia, a liberally progressive state. Last question. If Ireland knew now what it didn't know then in legalizing abortion, do you think they would have chosen to do so, your view?
I think people in Ireland didn't know what they were voting for. I think Planned Parenthood and the international abortion movement have done a great job of selling abortion as something that's not. They're geniuses at that, and Ireland voted for something that they didn't know what they were voting for.
Do you think your film will help bring awareness and possibly an overturn?
Yeah, well, I mean, my film is designed to tell the truth, to bring people the facts, and then they have to make up their own mind. And I think once you see the facts of our film, it shatters people's faith in abortion. We showed it to a very liberal friend, and when he saw it, he went outside, he started chain smoking. He says, I have to rethink everything. And I think that's what we want people to do, is to rethink everything.
You know, it's been reported that millennials are very pro-life now. How effective do you think this film will be in reaching them?
Well, it's only effective if it gets to people. And unfortunately, the film has been boycotted by the mainstream media. So, you know, we need people to go and see it. We need to make it successful so it stays in theaters longer and longer and longer.
Well, amen to that, and if there's anything that this media outlet can do to help promote that, I certainly will. The director, Nick Searcy, also plays the attorney that defended Gosnell. Why do you think he chose to do this movie, and what are his views?
Well, I mean, that's up to Nick. He obviously loved the role. It's a great, great story. It's a great media role. I don't think he shares that lawyer's views. I think the lawyer, you know, I don't think, but the lawyer was doing his job too, of defending his client. Nick did a great job, and you know, really got great performances out of the actors. He's wonderful, and you know, we owe him a lot. The film looks great. The film is a low budget film, and he made magic out of it.
Well, it might be a low-budget film, to use your words, but it's brilliantly done. It's masterfully done. It is a major motion picture. I would encourage all of our listeners to go see this film. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to internationally renowned veteran journalist, New York Times best-selling author, producer, writer, and filmmaker, in collaboration with co-author and veteran journalist Anne McElhenney, Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. You can learn more about Phelim and Anne's work, ministry, and mission by visiting gosnellmovie.com and get your tickets for truth, for justice, and most importantly, for life. Phelim, sir, it has been an absolute honor bringing your voice, investigative work, best-selling book, and now major motion picture, Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer, to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Indeed, your brilliant and stunning film is an example of just that, yet ultimately a gauntlet thrown to examine truth and then be willing to do something about it once you see it. We thank you, sir. God bless you. Much success.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.